Una, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace Counselor speaking from the future about the past and the present. Knowledge comes from all angles, man. Whenever you get it, learn to bottle it. Take it in. Wisdom is forever. Take it with you. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at maniacalmenace.com. Maniacal Menace on Instagram. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Whatever we just
like that, like I'm like we're literally in the middle of chasing a dream.
Yeah. Basically,
I'm editing video for wifey so she can submit to some $1,000+ gigs.
Yeah,
let's. Where do you want to start?
Right there. What's up?
And you're here right now.
That's it.
Filling in the time for like you're coming in here during the time right before I'm getting ready to go and MC on bourbon.
Yep.
Before we both link up later on tonight to actually do a show together.
Yeah.
Before I leave to go to Covington to go be the Grinch, which I got her booked on too, which was a $1,000 gig, just to throw that out there.
Boom.
And then we're doing a comedy show after that. That's a separate budget.
Fun times.
And I'm going to be Cindy
Dream
Lou.
Dream chasing all fucking weekend.
This morning we went to Walmart. We needed to get shoes for Cindy Lou and Grinch.
Yeah.
Like the Cindy Lou?
Cindy Lou. Who?
Wow.
The Grinch movie.
Well,
I get one of those crazy hairdos. They put a wig on.
And I know you've seen me. I know you've seen that.
That is a really intricate costume that you wear.
Yeah,
they fucking do the whole.
They like the glue shit on his face.
Yeah, the prosthetics.
Good shit.
I think that's the word they used. I might be stretching.
Fuck, good shit. That's fun as shit. Closest thing I did to that was I was the Burger King side. I was the Burger King. I was the Whopper. I was a Whopper for Burger King. I wasn't the Whopper. They gave me a headset. And it was like, all right, just say some random shit. And I was
Come on.
Yeah. Where did you do that job? Like a few years ago.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And dude, it was the funnest shit ever. Just being the Whopper, being the Burger King, people passing up the burger. I'm like, hey, where you going? You know what I'm saying? It was good times. And then me being silly on there, people were having a fucking chuckle. I was like, yes. Yes.
Would you say that's like the funniest or craziest gig or job you've ever done?
Yeah. That I haven't done anything remotely cooler than that yet. Besides me just doing stand-up, not being a character of some sort or being able to just, you know, make up some shit, that was fun. That was fun. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but then I started talking about this man's shoulders and how broad they were. And then from then on, it just became a running joke until he found out that it was me saying the shit. He was like, you're silly. I was like, thank you. So, you know, I'm looking forward to more and more of those gigs like that. And basically, I guess, like what you're saying, you need to have everything accessible where people can go and get it and see it, or have you. I've been reading up on EPKs and shit, which I don't like electronic press kits, which I don't really think it makes a difference or anything like that. But you know, just having material for people to be able to go see if people ain't really been looking for you.
Yeah.
I get booked. I'm telling you right now. Between the content that people quickly find when they go to my fucking Facebook, because you go straight to videos, you ain't got to go, let me try to find something funny.
Yeah.
So there's that. If you go to my YouTube page, I got stand-up comedy, I got skits, and I got beatbox right there. If you go to my website, it's got Corey Mack right here, and then it's got links to videos, which takes you to my YouTube. And I'm telling you right now, between the gigs I've gotten where people are like, I've already checked out your stuff, or people are like, I'll go do a show. Not just get gigs from someone already finding out like my name, and then people go check your shit out.
Yeah.
They'll call me. Hey, they'll already let me know, hey, I checked out your website, I got your name from blah, 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 I checked your website, you're hilarious. What do you charge?
How do you know what to record? Or when to record?
Oh, see, here's the deal. I've been recording since I first started.
Yeah.
It's hard to get
footage.
Well,
let me tell you the full story. Wait, let me tell you the full story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had footage. The material is not bad or good. It depends on who would have seen it. Mm-hmm. But when I had it, I didn't have a website.
Okay.
And I don't even know why I didn't have a website. I can't tell you why. There's maybe because it was 15 years ago and that wasn't necessarily damn near 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, 18 years ago for me it was that long ago I did my first recording. It was about 15 years ago, my first recording. And my mom was coming to record a couple of my sets out here.
Yeah.
And I'll even show those to you.
Mm-hmm. They're funny.
To me, they didn't really mm-hmm. reflect, though. Like, by the time I was moving into a more professional frame of mind, that material didn't reflect, so I didn't even want to show anybody that stuff.
Yeah, it's really funny. He's got, like, an oversized jersey he borrowed from our roommate.
But it's not bad. I'm telling you, like, there's like that shit is funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny. Here's what I'm going.
So, as far as what I have now, this didn't come into play. The stuff that I have now, it was already at a point where I was already booked. Nope. I'm about to lie again. Mm-hmm. The first newer footage that I got that I was proud of having to put online was a set that I did at my own show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was in Mandeville. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, is I had the camera at the time, meaning I had the phone that actually was going to film.
We were using the Sony camera at that time.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah, that was before the phone.
That's right.
Phone.
We still hadn't even done that yet. That's right. I'm lying. See, thank you.
Yeah.
That's
we had a flip phone, but I had the Sony camera, and it would only record like 30 minutes at a time. And it was really like, it took us like forever. I would bring it with me for about a year before we ever got anything recorded, because what happened for a whole year is one of 18 things. It was bad lighting, bad sound. You couldn't hear the audience, or there wasn't a really big audience.
Yeah.
Or I had forgot the memory stick in the laptop at home.
Oh, it always stops. Because it was only 30-minute increments.
Or I had forgotten to delete the footage off the last time we recorded something. So now I didn't have but like 8 minutes or something. Or I forgot to charge the batteries. Or the batteries were charging, but for some reason didn't charge. Like, there were so many technical difficulties. And then sometimes I would set the whole thing up. Everything would be so perfect. The lighting was perfect. There was an audience. Everything, all technical stuff was right. Then the show started, and about 20 minutes into it, I realized I didn't press play at any point.
Record.
I didn't press record. And I would be like, oh no. And like, it took a year before that everything went right. And then we finally at that show. And it was okay lighting wise, but it was otherwise. The set was amazing.
Killer set.
Yeah.
And I put that up. And then I guess that was part of why the reason why we even got the newer cell phones was when I realized it was like between knowing that I could use it for my beatboxing, the iPad for the beatboxing, and realizing that the phone could be also used as a fucking camera.
And then you can edit straight up there and straight upload, which takes all those steps away that make it so freaking complicated.
Camera, I gotta take this memory card
boom.
That's why I use my
and then accessibility. How many times can you record with this? You can record this bitch all day. You can't do that with a regular camera. Yeah. Then you gotta carry the camera. Then you gotta pull it out. Yeah. And then it's... So there was that, And even now, so I was still so accustomed to the old way that it actually more recently I've begun to record certain shows where I know where I'm going. I'm like, where am I going? I'm like, okay, well, this is a completely new city, so I'm definitely recording this shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you can use all your material because you're not, like, you can actually build a real set.
So
set.
You're
actually working on your actual headline set then. Every time you go out of town, you work on all your different, like, actual specials. Like,
so as a specialty
town,
now,
you know what you already know it's funny. And so you just
even the comedians there don't know, so I feel...
New,
see, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. When I perform, I'm not just performing for the audience.
Right.
I'm letting you motherfuckers know, too. I'd be like, hey, bet you ain't heard this.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you heard this part? Watch this. I bet you ain't see it. Like,
boom.
And I'm working for the audience. But it's still in a way where it's not. If you see any of my records, like, I'll wait till I start uploading more of the recordings, the more recent shit, even more so. Like, basically, more stuff from, like, say, starting from El Paso to now, all those recordings are so fucking fire. I'm like, well, shit. And that's because they're mostly, all of those are from out of town.
Right.
So, locally, when I record, I get the audio now. Because I always know that there's always going to be something there. One, plus you can go back and hear it. But I know we were talking about the electronic press kit. So, long story short, I guess what this is, I think if you want to get the best footage, go to a, even if it was an open mic, go to an open mic in another city.
Yeah.
Record that set.
In a new room.
Upload that bitch. Because I bet you that set is going to kill. And you get to go back. I go back.
You look at all your jokes.
Dude, I go back from, like, I go back all the way to the beginning of the, like, I'll go back to my earliest joke in my mind and go from there and then work my way up. Or I'll start from
favorites the, of yeah, all time.
Yep. Or you I'll start with the oldest, with the newest things that I've been killing with and then work my way backwards. And you'll see these crazy combinations of sets where you see me be like, oh shit, I'll even take bits from different pieces and piece them all in here because I also have the time, so that helps when you head when you do a headliner set. Or again, when you go to a new city, they do too. Even when you do the smaller shows, like when you go to Pensacola, they'll give you fucking 20 minutes, especially if you say, I got 20 minutes.
Right.
They don't want to fucking book a bunch of people if they don't have to.
Right.
If you want to do it, they'll give you time.
So you go to those and you'll get a killer set. And what you want to do is upload that bitch immediately. You put a little piece, of course, on your Facebook every once in a while. But get your website. If you don't have a website, get a YouTube page.
Yeah.
Everybody goes right to YouTube. I try to send them to my website first. But I let them know, even if you fucking Google me, thanks to her efforts and work, you see Corey Mack.
I started
insert your knowledge on that because I got nothing. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck she did.
I started 12 years ago.
But I just tell people sometimes, just Google me, fuck it.
But I started 12 years ago. Like, I originally had like a website for him already 12 years ago, but then he didn't want to keep it. So we had it for like 2 or 3 years. But during that time, I learned like just the importance of like maintaining something going in all the time. So this was before Instagram or anything.
Yeah.
So like all of his website, I had basically hashtagged the old version of hashtag, which was that you code into the page, like all the words that you want to, you know, all the search words that you would want to bring him to his page. And so I put in everything that somebody could potentially, like, if say they had seen him just once here in the French Quarter, right?
Yeah.
And all they knew is, I think his name was maybe Corey Mack or Corey, I don't know, maybe Carrie Mack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, you know, somebody else might have heard him as C-Mack. So, like, I would put basically code into his pages, Corey Mack, C-Mack, New Orleans Comedy, Louisiana, comic, Corey on Bourbon Street, Gary Mack, every possible spelling of Corey Mack, C O R E Y C O R Y C O R I, you know, K O R Y K O R E Y, every single one, every possible way, so that if somebody had seen him somewhere, it would be easy for them to find him. Now it's easy, but like that same thing, like because it started already from then, if you put his name and you kind of look around, or either one of us, like you'll find pictures, but then you'll also start like seeing, like you can finally find like a headshot of him with no hair, you know what I mean? Sooner or later, you know. But so that was already going on at that point in time. And then like videos, because I said to him one day, because he hated all the videos, like everyone hates their original videos.
Yeah.
All of our videos are shitty because they were not produced with a $180,000 budget by the professionals. But I told him, I said, listen, how do you separate yourself from the person who has no video, who doesn't have a website?
Hmm.
Like, so if you tell someone I'm a professional comedian, and then they say, okay, let me get your business card. Oh, I just ran out of cards. Everybody just ran out of cards. And then you say, if you don't have a card, but you can say, hey, I have a website, that can be just as good in a way. But so at least have a website then. And so you send them to your website, and then you're immediately a professional comedian compared to all the 80% who don't have a website. If you don't believe in yourself enough to have a website, then how are they going to believe in you? How professional are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so
it was just the little things like that in the beginning. And then, you know, it's like, and then it's been maintaining it. And so as much as possible, maintain the website. Yeah. Have your next gig up there. Because, like, nothing is quite as bad as you send them to your website, and then there's a schedule from last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, or it's a list of 5 open mics. It's okay. It's still better than no shows. Yeah. So list your open mics, too, if you're really going to go. But if you're going to list it, then you go. Like, there's been nights when we fought where I said, no, this was on your website, and you posted it on Facebook. You're going to this open mic. It's an open mic. Nobody's paying me for it. I said, you're not big enough to miss the open mic that you promised people. And then one time he didn't go. One time he talked me out of it. He was really tired. And I understood. And I said, yeah, whatever. He got a message later that night from some people who were really upset that they went to Siberia and he wasn't there. Now, if you tell them, I'm so sorry, I got a bigger booking. I had a bigger show tonight. So I had to go make this $500. They're going to go, oh, man, congratulations. That's great. You know what? I'm so happy for you. That's okay. You can waste their time if you have a bigger booking. But you can't waste their time if you just stayed home because you were stuck playing Madden, you know? Like, you didn't make it. So that's like the... So that's the...
Okay. No, that was a lot. Bunch of shit. I need to talk taking. Yeah. Notes have been taken. This is documented. Yeah. Let people know because this is how you keep it going. Man, I got a website, but then you know, just
make it look like it doesn't have to be special. There does not need to be anything flying across the screen. Your words don't have to pop in. It doesn't have to have anything else like that. Go look at like a couple of like really professional comics websites, and most of the time they're real simple. And you know what they focus on? Here are my dates. Mm. Here are my next 5 shows. Just 5 is enough. You don't have to have 2 years worth. Just have your shows there. And then have a couple of really good, clear. You have amazing digital art and photos. So when you put it, make it real, like, clean and nice and neat. Mm.
Type in CoreyMack.us, and you know, that's what you see, first off.
And then shows.
Then it's my schedule. Then it's a little, what the fuck just happened, you asshole. Then my little son, Adventures of Beat Boy, and then there's my biography, my stand-up, where you can find my music, videos, so photos. Simple.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be fine, but
my Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitter. So I don't make you have to do anything extra. Just go right there, and then, boom, she was also slick enough to stick her. She's right there. Boom. You can also find my wife. Yes. So if you've owned a show with me, you probably saw her. So boom, you don't have to work. And then... there's a video still on the main page.
We'll need to add photos, by the way, now that I looked at it, on both of ours, because mine links to his too. Mm. So we got to put a photo for me and photo for you there, so it'll be even more so. Pops even more, yeah.
Boom.
Oh, man. Yeah. Need to go on the shit.
And so then, what we can do also is, like, amongst all of us, like, really close friends in comedy, what we can do is just put a small little list somewhere. Like, here are some of my other favorite New Orleans comics. You know, that are like, say, people we book. We can put the people here, comedians we book for our shows. So anyone who is a producer, anyone who has a show, anyone who makes money at this, can then put like their comedians. And then that way we cross all the fan base, and everyone, all the people who love comedy, love comedy.
Right. Oh, fuck. I can start a whole page for the, even all the venues in all the different cities.
Yeah, you can put your venues, and all those links should go onto one extra page on there too. See, now we're designing more features for our promotions. Yeah. Yeah. So the footage is, it doesn't have to be great, but it's still better than no footage, especially if you get like, but don't just put a really shitty piece. Like, if it's really,
let's be real, make sure that shit is fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's it.
And every time you get a funnier,
big laughs.
Yeah.
That's what I put up. Yeah. That's the thing for me that I've realized. I'm like, I don't put up a long clip, even though my long clips are fucking... The last for a minute, if I put up a long clip, you're going to hear it last for a minute, like, high as fuck. Yeah. But I've tried to put up, like, the 1 to maybe 2 minutes. If the bit is a 1 to 2, if it leads into 2 minutes, then I try to put that up. But I'm telling you, that shit won't be silent. It won't be shit clanking around.
Yeah.
That's another thing. More importantly than even the, like, you don't have to worry. Like, your footage is going to always be good because you're not stupid. So... but the audio, pay attention to that shit more than anything, and make sure that it's
like they can really hear it.
Yeah, they can really hear it. They can really hear it. And now I know, even though I don't be trying to send my shit out for bookings, remember, this is all, I take all of what comes in.
Right.
We take incoming calls.
I take
calls
all incoming calls. I don't do outbound calls right now. Just for if you want to start, but what I do understand, if you want to do outbound calls to places, see, like, my clips would be anywhere in the set. I'll just pull a clip from it. It could be in the beginning or the middle or the end. Or whatever. It doesn't matter to me because this is for promotional purposes of people that have already know my name and they're coming to see, is he funny? Mm-hmm. As far as for comedy bookers. Clubs and bookers, if I was going to send something out, then I know that you would want to send them from the moment your ass starts talking to the whatever amount of footage they asked you for.
Yeah.
And you stop right there. So if you wanted to put up basically a set, also like not like again, mine is just more like it would be like if you heard the ad on TV, like or on the not on TV on the radio, you'd be like, "Yo, coming to your town, Corey Mack," and you'd be like, and then you would play a piece of
1 to 2 minute little piece
of that comics clip. But for you, like again, or for me, if I again was gonna send out, I just want to throw that out there to you. Don't necessarily pull from anywhere. In a set that got like the laughs that you liked and the like the joke you don't mind people like you like yeah hear that bitch
yeah.
A good one for your promo, but for booking purposes again outward bookings from very specific places they will want
just from the beginning of your set
yeah
bookers will want to hear your set from the beginning of your set and uninterrupted without editing because anyone can have a really nice minute and a half out of the middle of a set but they could have been awkward as fuck for the first 7 minutes. So like if I would get somebody's video and I would start looking at it, I would like to see how they appear when they first walk on the stage. Like, you know, like how can they do they?
Nobody
pick
ever
up the
sends
audience?
Good footage though. They be saying, "Here's some footage." I'd be like, I don't even. That's why I like to look at it. I'd be like, I'd be like,
I never look at footage when people
because when they send it, I'm gonna be real with you. Isn't
say you asked for an open mic right now? Just come on through.
That's it. You know what? Even I book them. I put a little money in their pocket. I just be like, if somebody recommended them and they recommended them as a headliner, then I ain't gonna look at your shit no matter what personally, because I already know that it ain't gonna matter once you get into one of my places because I've seen comedy live for a very long time.
Right.
And
yeah,
that footage don't always reflect how funny somebody is, or sometimes it. It didn't like it was good for wherever the fuck they were, but then they walked into a place where I'm at. And I'm like, yo, my places are it's like the savage land, but not like the savage land, like, like people are fucking throwing shit at you. They're just more like you come in there with like with some people have that propaganda comedy and it was good for the room that they were in. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It'd be like. Like, aren't guys stupid? And this person sent you some footage from them when they were performing for a room full of feminists. Well, that joke may not fly over so well in somewhere. Like, so I don't want to, or it may kill, is all I'm saying. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I just be like, somebody recommended you, you come on through. If I haven't seen them, then I'll just be like, hey, I can give you 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then if I'm like, they're a beast, like. And then I'm like, oh shit, yo, when can I bring you back?
It's more like an audition.
Right. Yeah.
Without,
I kind of would rather see it. I know why other places do that too. So, like, I have driven fucking
10 hours.
10 hours. For an audition. For like 3 minutes. Yeah, I just, I get it. Of course, because why not? Somebody from their town could have just did the same spot. Why would they even extend it to someone else anyway? There's plenty of people that might want to do that. So, I get even that part. So, I'm more of. I have like a emergence attitude, I think, of old school way and new school way. So like I do have like, oh, of course I'll drive for this couple of minutes so that you can see what I got. Because I came in at a time where how the fuck would I ever send them footage? I had to mail it.
We mailed DVDs at one point.
Way back when.
11 years ago, we still were mailing packages, like with the resume and a bio and a headshot.
Oh,
and the old,
and
like,
that's when
it
I
was
met her.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing
that.
Ian and Corey
right.
were not
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
Fuck no.
That takes it's either just, brain, an extra brain.
That's
or
how
like
you
a,
got the Virginia, Ohio tours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how we end up in, where was that? In
up north. You don't realize you need that other counterpart just to go ahead and balance things out.
Oh, yeah. And make no mistake, like, and let me throw this out there. I was getting bookings. Like, I was already working at the Funny Bone. I was already, see, this is why I'm like, I'm a, see, I still came from a very old school way, too. Like, so I said, like, you could just go there.
Just go there and start.
And then they can see you, and then they go, oh, shit. You know, and again, it's a way, it's like now you might not necessarily have to go there. You can send somebody, certain people, the footage, and they're going to see it, and they're going to go, holy shit. And then when it comes along with a name, now they don't have to siphon through everybody's stuff. So I want to throw that out there, I guess, there to you, too, is make sure that you connect, like anybody that, make sure you're able to contact all the comedians that saw you crush. And you stay in some weird connection with them. That way, you need them to refer you to someone to even bother to look at your footage.
Right.
References. Reference.
Yeah. Well, the reference with, well, okay, who just goes and buys a smartphone?
Mm-hmm. You gotta ask your friends.
Everybody asks their friends.
So you ask someone who has booked them before. Like, I just got a reference for a show. I'm going to be doing a show in Picayune, Mississippi on April 18th. And I got it because the producer in Picayune, Mississippi figured that his room was ready for a little more variety. Mm-hmm. So he needed to find a white girl.
There you go.
So he called his friend Sherby and said, hey.
Who the fuck was Sherby going to call? The white girl comic.
Ooh, let's get it in.
See,
down the field.
You gotta have a white girl.
That's how I got that. That's how I got the little that little tour that I did with when I went to Alabama and Florida and Texas and shit, wherever I was going with Krangus, Chris Gillespie, fucking somebody called Jeff D, and Jeff D was like, I can't do it, and Jeff D was like, well, there's Geneva and Kyle, and fucking Geneva was like, you go do it because I don't want to be riding around with no random person for the week. I was like, okay. So went out there and I was like, yeah, this wouldn't be a fucking an appropriate thing for Geneva to be doing. Just, it was a wild little trip. I was like, damn, that's your people house. I mean, this is not a house. This is a trailer, sir. What are we doing here?
I could see. Oh,
come on, dude. Like, ooh, Geneva, it would've been,
oh, that's so funny. I never thought about the stuff that. You ever thought about the stuff that other girls can't do?
Because
I could, like, totally do it. Like, I wouldn't be in that situation. Position, but had I been,
I was like, wow. Yeah, this has been wild. It's just where I was in Alabama for this, like that first little step, and being out there, it was like, oh, this is strange. Cause and motherfucker was like, hey,
what did I get myself into?
The plane used to live right down the street. I was like, this is uncomfortable. Like, what? Right down the street? I'm like, all right.
And now, like, where did they move?
Where they at? They still here? Nah, you ain't got to worry about them now. But just know that it was there. I was like, this is
just know that it was.
This is that area, and I understand. I get it.
That's like the time you called me panicked. From North Shore.
When, what did I say?
The time when they asked, it was supposedly a joke, but you know, I mean, I don't know how you would feel if you're way up in the boonies somewhere in Covington, past Covington, and then when you went, and when your friend, your buddy who invited you out there to come four wheeling and doing all kinds of fun stuff on the river, goes and asks his uncle if he has an extra piece of rope so they can tie the boat. The uncle goes, a rope? And the guy goes, yeah, can we get some rope? What? To hang him with?
I was like, yo, come get me.
He called me! I had just started office work at Starbucks up there. And I was like, babe, I just started working. Are you serious? I'm like, why? He goes, I just don't feel comfortable. I was like, come on. And then I was like, yeah, I guess I could get that. That's like, I don't
get. Jokes we telling nowadays.
I don't know, too soon?
Come get me, nigga.
Too soon. Too soon. I was like, it was too soon.
You didn't smile.
Straight face with it. Straight face with it.
I said, Joe, where'd you bring me? That's my cousin. He's a little racist. Come get me. I thought so. Come get me.
And he actually walked up to the street and like waited at the little like country market. He didn't even stay with them. He just walked up the street. And basically, he was standing there like he's like, "My mom's gonna be here any minute now."
Like, get the fuck out of here! It's like you can just wait at my house.
And then he went back up the hill and started shooting at cans or something. Too. Like, it wasn't enough that he had said that about the rope. Then he started shooting his gun. Corey was like, "I don't think I want to stay."
I'm good.
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm good."
Y'all gotta dip out, don't you?
Yeah.
Good shit. Good shit. Well, thank you, man. Yeah. Y'all can tell everybody where they can find you at on the interwebs. Just shout out your.
CoreyMack.us.
There it is.
And mine is inaester.com. It's I-I-N-A-E-S-T-E-R. .com. And then all my social media is also with Ina Esther. Like Instagram and Facebook is like what I'm into. And occasionally I'll forward stuff from those to Twitter, but I'm not good at Twittering.
Well, thank you.
Nobody is.
This has been Tell Me a Joke. Is. The guy out of Chasing the Dream. I have been your host, a maniacal. Oh, what type of joker would you be? That's one thing I asked.
Out of all the jokers?
Yeah. Which joker would you embody? Everybody always thinks about
it. Oh, the old school one.
Yeah.
The original one from the TV show.
The TV show, Joker.
The one, the wacky one.
Yeah.
I'm still going to try to throw you in. I'm still trying to throw you in fucking acid. But I'm more on the wacky side. Like, I don't really set the chains up so you can't get out. But if you can't get out.
Oops.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Order in chaos, I guess.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's definitely going to be the least dark Joker, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I just, yeah. Yeah. The one that's giggling a lot.
Good giggles.
We've never seen him kill anybody.
Weird.
That's the only one. You've never seen him kill anybody, actually.
These other ones are really killing motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, he walks in with actual laughing gas, and everybody just keeps laughing so they can't stop him from robbing the bank.
Silly practical shit.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing some terrible things.
So. Yeah, like he doesn't like I'm threatening him.
I'm gonna rob everybody here.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even like Batman chasing me. I don't really want to kill him though.
Good old Adam West. Onomatopoeias. Well, thank you guys, and until next time, man. Y'all have a good one.